You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Hi there. Happy Tuesday. Welcome to Tech Trend Investments. Happy Taco Tuesday. This is Elizabeth Powell.
And this is Joseph Grasso. Welcome, everyone. Welcome.
We were going to have a background of people cheering, go East, go East. We're still optimistic. Ethan's doing what it's supposed to be doing, and we'll tell you why. But this is normal. Don't forget that people like to make money. So not only do they invest for long term, but they also invest to range trade and go ETH. So we'll explain like what's ETH doing, and it's doing exactly what we anticipated it was going to do, and it still has something that's going to be happening pretty soon with ETH because there's key events coming up. So we'll talk about this in a little bit, but the first thing we want to say was go ETH. Again, do your own research, not financial advice. This is for educational purposes only, but go ETH.
Go ETH.
That's just one thing. So happy Tuesday. It is the beginning of August. That means volume in the market, the beginning of the month. We are coming into a lot of key events that are going to be happening too, but let's see. Again, I'm traveling. What else is new? I haven't even been back home yet. So I've been working so much that I haven't had that time to allocate to like go back home. But I'm still looking at beautiful blue water and palm trees. Very inspirational. Still on some wild international clocks because I think it's because it's a team. Everybody is based all over the world. And so I get messages at like 1 a.m. and then I check my messages and then I get stuff done. And then by that time, it's 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, my time. And then I have 3 hours before the next wave of California people come around. And then the only time that seems to be the downtime right now is like 2 p.m. 2 p.m. is like the key magical hour where international overlap goes quiet everywhere.
Yeah,
2 p.m. Pacific.
It's 2 p.m. Pacific. That's like dinner Pacific time, or people are asleep, or
right. International's asleep. Right. International's asleep. It's before they first start waking up, or it's afternoon, or it's the downtime right before another market wakes up, or a market goes to sleep, or it's just like, it's the magical time in the day.
And that's the only time you get to really lay back breathe a little bit and breathe and see the water and go outside.
Right. Even if I can do that. But yeah, 2 p.m. seems to be a magical time. And it's kind of funny because I've been in crypto since like 2016 now, but like heavy in Web3 since 2021. And looking at prices, like it's crazy. Like looking at what ETH and BTC were in 2020. Oh my goodness. Like it was so cheap. I didn't even realize how cheap it was until you look back. But
it was, what was Bitcoin? There was a stat that came out recently where Bitcoin, I think it was 10 years ago, yesterday was some like in like the hundreds, like $100 or $200.
Right. That was 10 years ago. Okay. So 2020, ETH was about $200. $200. So just think of all those people. Like a lot of people got into NFTs back in 2020. A lot of people got into gaming. So that's kind of when a lot of technology was created because of a necessity, because of COVID, right? Because people were stuck at home. They had to resort to online type of things, digital. They resorted to Uber Eats and all the other delivery services. Nobody could go travel that much. Nobody could go around that much. They had to be creative. And so a digital currency in 2020 and digital assets were kind of, that's where it all, it didn't begin there, but that's when it started to get noticed. Up. Yeah, to get noticed. Like, more people came on board. But it was still very underground. So, like, crypto and NFTs and digital assets and real-world assets and things on smart contracts were still, even though they weren't brand new, because it was around since, like, 2011 or something like that, it wasn't brand new, but it just started getting exposure because people had more downtime and they were online more, right? And you have to be creative and you have to try new things and you have to expand. And actually, I started getting into AI in 2019, and I've always been kind of, I worked remote. Every single thing that I've done, I've always done from like a telephone, a laptop, wherever I am. I work better that way. And I can go into an office, but I do my best work when I have the freedom to do it anyway, because people who are entrepreneurs or people who are self-employed or they do work based on projects, you're working all the time. You're not a 9-to-5 person. Like, people see self-employed as glorious, like something that everybody wants to do. Everybody wants to be a founder. Everybody wants to have a startup and get funded by a VC, but they don't understand all the work and all the hours that are put in behind the scenes. Like, we make it look simple and easy on the front, but we're working all the time. Like, that's, you have to be remote. You have to be able to, if you just go to an office from 9 to 5 and you have, like, I have international people all over the world, and something needs to be solved, or a bot goes down, or an upgrade needs to be done, or a server goes down, you have to be all the time working. You have to be aware of what's going on. And people think that, oh, it's just like, you know, glorified 9 to 5 and that's all you have to do. But it's not. You actually work more hours being self-employed than you do if you were just working a normal job.
Exactly. I think everyone, when they were growing up, they were told, if you're your own boss, you get to make your own hours. And if you make your own hours,
your own hours, 22 hours a day.
Yeah, exactly. You work whenever you want. But if you're really working and you're striving to to reach your goal, you don't stop working.
So, yeah, there's a lot of things that could always be done. You're like, okay, and this can be done, and this can be done, and we can do this. And so, I mean, it's great. I love it. I adore it. But sometimes it would be nice just to have an hour. I'm not on call. No, I'm just kidding. No, it's wonderful. Like, I wouldn't be doing it if I didn't love it and didn't have a passion for it. And we always encourage everybody to go out and find their passion and do what they love to do. Because if you're doing something that you have a passion for and you love it, it doesn't feel like work. It doesn't feel like it's consuming all of your time because you're excited. Like, seeing things evolve and change, or new technology being built or improving, or the speed, the accuracy, the data, all the information that's like the dopamine. Like, when you see the results come out of the things that you inputted and it's put to production, and then you see the results and you see the data that comes out of it, that's what's exciting. That's
when you get to motivate
me. Yeah, that's my dopamine.
Like, looking at data and numbers, as you see all the data flowing through, you're like, oh my God, it's better than I was expected.
Right.
Your face lights up. We could stare at it all day.
Right. Like, and people don't understand, like, all the time and energy and input that goes into it, but the output is what we're, you know, looking forward to. And when we get even better output than we started with, is in finding like new things to add to it too. I'm like a kid in a candy store. I'm like, oh my, I can add this now because of this data. I can now build out this because it gave me resources that I didn't have before, and an algo that I'm able to build out of the new data that makes it even better and streamlined and faster. And I don't know. I love it.
It's problem solving every day.
I am a little delirious because I've been working a lot lately, though. But hey, it's fun.
It's worth it in the end.
Right? Yeah. And so, like, we're not only What we've been building out is, like, I've been building out, I think I'm up to 300 or 400 AI bots now. And so I call it a bot. It's not the way that people perceive a bot is like the old school of a bot that would like call you up or they would chat with you in a, I don't know,
Like
like a
a chat room or
website.
something, yeah.
Yeah, it was very basic, but it's an AI infrastructure agent basically that comes to life. Based on the type of input and data that you put, it's able to build off of that and then increase based off of the information that it gathers, plus the input that you add into it, and then evolve is basically what it's been doing. And all of these AIs have been doing that, and I'm seeing other people use them now too, which is great. Like I will go to call and I'll be talking to AIs, which we have out also. We have like AIs that have been talking to us in our personality and having conversations and answering questions and solving world life problems. I'm just kidding. but in chat, you know, like they're full complex that you wouldn't know with my voice and talking to people, and those have been built out for over 2 years now. And then ones that find the lowest air anywhere in the world. And so I've been flying on those algos to prove that it's real. Like it's not just something I'm saying it is, but we're actually doing it. And then all of the trading bots that we built out, like those have been built out for over 3 years, all those algos. And it started out with a formula based on like doing analytics to find out the highest probability that something will pick up. Like there's certain checkpoints. If something happens, certain checkpoints happen in place, then it has a better predictor that it's going to be a good token than all the other tokens, right? But when you're human, you can only go off of the information that you gather personally. And from my history and what I've been gathering and all the research that I did, I'm like, okay, based off of this information, every single time this happens, then the predictive is this will happen. If you do X, then Y will happen. And based off of the 85 different indicators and variables, if it checks those boxes and it hits most of those predictive moments, then Y will happen. And it did. But now you build and you combine it with AI, and AI screens it all so that you don't have to stare and watch all day long and find that those key points and check those boxes and then say yes to this one, yes to this one. Like where before, me doing it personally alone, it would take me 30 days of research on 30 different sites and then verify everything and then find one token. And now they scan 25,000 to 50,000 a day down to 100 to 200 tokens because it's combined with AI and it has 3 years of data and 400 million points. And it's able to go off of the algos and screen it and spit it out. Where me as a human, I could do, you know, like 1 to 10 of them a month. And now it's doing 100 to 200 a day out of 50,000. So it's amazing. It's remarkable what combining things with AI and having it evolve. And then that's just our first layer. That's not even the evolved layer. Can't talk layer that we have now. Like that's like the initial layer that was built out 3 years ago, and now it's scanning down to 100, 200. But now built in with the auto trader, it scans it down even more, and it's able to go off of the contracts that we gathered on all that data for 3 years, and scan the contracts and find the similarities in contract, and then predict those or put them in the no pile. Where before we would have to go in and verify the contract and look at all the information, but now AI is doing it on top of that too. So I know I'm.
It's so much. It's so much for like us to do. Like if you were to do it on your own, I remember first learning how to look at a contract. That took me about a week to 2 weeks to just go through one contract and to figure out what each every what everything means and how to sort it and what. It's impossible to go through 50,000 tokens a day and sort them and still come out and find the big winners. It's probability wise, it's almost impossible for a regular person to do that every single day, to wake up and be glued to 50 plus monitors and find that enjoyable without getting a migraine every 30 seconds.
Well, I mean, okay. So I know that we're talking really complex and very technical, but the reason I'm leading up to it is that's what it took you to learn how to read a smart contract. And then when you learn how to read a smart contract, like when it comes over, you'd have to read the whole entire contract and then verify on the contract and then go to the next token and read the whole entire contract. But that's after you already screen it down. You have to decide if it's a good token or not, right? And then by the time a token launches, you have like milliseconds to make a decision. You can't sit on it for a month. By the time you sit on it a month, it's already gone to like 200 million and then back down to $10. So the good thing is about AI is it like scans it and makes a decision within milliseconds and executes it within milliseconds versus a human will get one of them, take a look at the token, read through it, see if it's locked, renounced, verified contract, what the LP is, what the market cap is, how many holders are on it. Go look at the socials, verify the socials, see what the team is doing, then go over to the analytics, put it in TTF or auto or perp, and then get all the analytics. Then go look into the smart contract, see if there's any hidden functions. Go check it on Honeypot Checker to see if it's good or not. Go see what alpha groups are talking about it. See who's posted it, how many times it's been posted. See if it's DEX trending. See what the market cap is. And by that time, you might have caught it at like a 10K market cap. And by the time you're done searching for all that, and then that's not even, you haven't even bought it yet. Then you still have to like go put it into Uniswap and then put in your ETH and then swap it over and buy the token. That's another 45 to 90 seconds. And then you have to go watch the chart and then see as soon as it hits its target to make sure you de-risk and pull out your percentage of your initial amount. And then you let it run. But by the time you've done all that research to get to the point where you go to Uniswap and buy the contract, buy the token, you've already gone through 30 minutes to 45 minutes on one token.
And you're missing a key part too that always takes the longest, and it's probably the biggest barrier, your emotions. As you're going through all right. of these steps, you're battling your emotions.
You're like, should I or shouldn't I?
But this is like this. And that buy phase, that was said 15 to 90 seconds, that could take you another full day before you say, okay, yeah, I'm good. I'm okay to buy it, because you're still on the fence and you're, oh, but this and that, and your emotions are all over the place.
Right.
And you're doing that while looking at all these other tokens. You're not going off of
logic. Right. You're not going off of logic if it hit all the key things and that makes sense. Like, okay, yes, it did everything it was supposed to do. Yes, it's a buy. You know, and you've already done research for, 45 minutes to an hour. That's after you've already found the token. Like, you still have 30 days of pre-research to find the token, to know which token to buy. And then when you find the token, then you have to verify and go to all the sites and check all those boxes. And then you bring it into Uniswap or into like a sniper, quote unquote, where you manually buy it. Then it's another, then you're like not using logic. You're going back and forth on emotion. Should I, shouldn't I? And then when you finally do buy it, then you have to watch charts and TA and make sure it's hitting its numbers and then taking out part of the profit before it goes and fluctuates and then staying in when it's riding the candles up and down and making the decision. And then once it hits like a high, you're like, okay, do I profit take now or do I stay in or do I let it go? And then, of course, it's going to do the opposite of whatever you think it will do. Because that's what normally happens, right?
And that's because everyone else is thinking the same thing that you are, right? And they're just going to go instinct. Oh, it might have hit its top, and they're all going to sell. But you think it has room still, so you're going to stay in there.
And then it goes down, it dips, and then as soon as it dips, you sell because you're like, oh, it's dipping. And then as soon as you sell, it goes back up. Because that's what always happens with the token. As soon as you, that's what everyone comes to me. They're like, oh, I sold at the bottom. Yes. Okay, then they sold. And they go, then it went back up. Yes, that's what every single investor, every single trader does. They always wait. They let their emotions come in. They sell at the bottom. And then as soon as it starts to go back up, it runs back up. Then they get back in again. Like, okay, I'm going to go get back in because it's running up. And then they get buy back in at the top. And then as soon as they buy in, then it goes down again.
It's a
So,
roller coaster of emotions.
right. But so that's why we built out the sniper originally, and we built out the trading bots and the predictive analytics and all the information. So it does all the things that normally takes a human 30 days to research and then 30 minutes to an hour and a half to decide, and then another hour to give the analytics normally, and then another 15 seconds to 5 minutes to buy, and then another 2 days to watch the chart and decide if you're going to buy, sell, or exit, or get in or get out. That's why Dragon was built, is so you don't have to do all that stuff. It's all done for you, and it's done like in milliseconds without human emotion, based just on logic, based just on data. And that soon as a token comes in, it executes with milliseconds where there's usually a human lag. By the time you get a token address and manually buy it, it could take you all that other time. It buys it. And by the time you emotionally, as a human, make a decision to buy, it might have already exited out on profit. And it probably already did. So, like, if we had, you know how, like, they always have those, like, little races, like, they'll have the hamster races, or they'll have,
The turtle races.
yeah, like the two side by sides. So it would be like Dragon would be on the left, and a human making a decision to buy a token on the right, and a human going through all the research, and Dragon just sitting there waiting for the contract address. The human's going through all the research. It's still taking forever. And then Dragon executes, buys, makes profit, and the human's still trying to decide whether to buy or not. That would be like the little race. They should have this real, what is it, like reality TV of Dragon executing with milliseconds and a normal trader going through all the process just to get to that point of what it does in milliseconds.
Yeah, you get a 30, the humans get a 30-day head start, and then the dragon gets to go as soon as it launches, and then
It's
dragon's already
still,
made profit,
yeah.
and it's staring at the finish line like, you haven't even bought yet. You haven't even
Like,
started.
are you? Now it's too late. Yeah. But I mean, that's why we built it out. So this is why I have no sleep. No, I'm just kidding. But it's fun. Like we've been through that process, so we know that pain of going through that process. We know the emotions that everybody goes through investing and trading and trying to make a decision. Because I mean, just think about in life, people trying to make a decision, like how they'll go back and forth from their heart to their head, making a decision on just anything in general in life,
It
like
could be
to buy
something
a
as small as what
car.
you're eating for dinner.
Right, yeah, what to eat for dinner, or that's like the simplest one,
Which
or
also
buying a
takes a
car.
long time. Eating
Yeah, or
dinner is
like,
probably the hardest one, right?
right? So, yeah, so like think of like a human, which is great. That's why we love humans, because we're emotional and we weigh things out and we take our time and we go back and forth. But when you're trying to do something that needs to be done within milliseconds, that doesn't help the equation. So that's why we take, it's kind of like we take all of this stuff that we normally have gone through, right? If like if you could take, let's see, let's think about it this way. If you could take the process of going to the gym and being athletic and being able to go from like starting the gym day one to being a professional athlete, and it only took 15 seconds versus took 3 years.
I would do
Right?
that. I would take the 15 seconds. Oh my God.
So instead, all you have to do is get your bottle of water and get your gym shoes and show up. Or would you have to go through 3 years of training, diets, exercise, waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning, running 5 miles a day, going to the gym for an hour and a half, eating good food, going to the grocery store, making sure that your psychology is there, practicing your field of sport all for 3 years to become a professional athlete. That's like normally what it takes, right? Right. Drinking water every day, doing all the things, being on a strict regimen, or in 15 seconds, show up with your gym shoes, a bottle of water, and you're a professional athlete. It's kind of like the same thing. AI like speeds up that process. It does all the things that normally would take 3 years of research and trading and evolution and timing and data and reading contracts and executing and taking out the emotion and being logical and doing it and making the decision and taking profit. All that 3 years of research and work is basically what we've done, and put it down to a 15 second, actually a millisecond trade.
Pretty sweet. You don't even have to, it's like you just wake up and you're a bodybuilder. Like you just open your right. eyes.
You're you like, don't even have to get out of bed. And you're like, wow, look at my physique. and then you like, zip, zip, you like run down the street and like, 4 second, what is that? The 4 second dash. What's the timing on that? You should know you were a runner.
I know I was a runner. I'm a little bit ashamed right now. Like the 100 meter dash.
3.9 seconds. Yeah. 3.9 seconds. Yeah.
3.9 like, second 100 meter dash.
Right. So you're able to do that after 3 years of practicing, but instead now it does it for you within milliseconds.
You know, that's actually a dream of mine to be able to run that fast. Like ever since I was a kid.
3 years of practicing. Go.
it took tomorrow, a lot more than that.
Tomorrow, wake up at 4 a.m. Go out to the track.
Oh, my God. It took start a lot more than that, right? Start healthy and go. Oh, my God.
So instead, we did all the research. We did all the training. We did all the heavy lifting and then inputted it into the AI. And now the AI does all of the research and data and execution and strategy and endpoints and screening and scanning and reading contracts that we have done and input it into the AI. And now the AI does it within milliseconds. So that's a simple version of it. No, I'm kidding. People don't understand how much work it is and how complex it is because we want it. We know that when the people, whoever's using it, it's going to be really easy for them. But it's because of all the hard work and labor and time and dedication and studying and executing and mistakes that we made that we're able to correct and fix and find the data and then scan it and find all the information. Because of the back end so complex, it makes the front end, all you have to do is one click, execute, and done. Where it took 3 to 8 years of research on the back end of all the stuff that I've done to build it out. And I know it sounds, we make it easy because we want it to be easy for everybody. We want it to be simple for everybody. We want to take away that pain. We want to take away that trial and error and learning curve and all the stuff that it takes to become that expert, right? We put it in it so that whoever's using it doesn't have to know all that because it's already built in. We did it and we make it sound so easy for everybody else because whoever uses it, it's going to be easy. It's the easy button. You push the button and it's done, right?
That was easy.
But it took, that was easy. But it took this, all this research on the back end to get to that point. So whoever uses it now just signs up with the social, click start, it buys, executes, profit takes, portfolio manages, has full everything ready, scans contracts down to 50 to 100 out of 50,000 a day, has your profit taken out, stop losses built in, everything's built in with one click.
Now that's a dream for every trader. And when I say every trader, I mean every trader. There's still people that wake up every morning and they're on, you'll see them on Instagram, you'll see them on YouTube. Wake up at 4 a.m. rehearse your trends and everything, and the patterns of the market. Okay, where did it close? What was the high? What was the low yesterday? Oh, then mark them up on the chart, and then now the market's open. And by the time you've figured all that information, and you're struggling to keep up with everything. And it's everywhere, and they say it's so easy, it's so easy, it's so easy, yet they spend hours and hours and hours to get there, to prepare, and days and years of practice to get to that point, to be able to get to that point of spending 5, 6, 7 hours to make one trade.
Right. That's why everything's built in. That's why I went through all the hard work to get to this point, so that it's already inputted in. If you could have 1,000 genius minds who knew the philosophy of life and the world, and you're able to input those in, that's basically what the AI is, right? The AI has all of these outside resources to input along with the data and the information and the algos that we input in, and combines it with that, and then the output is as if it was reviewed by 1,000 genius minds or more.
I could see an AI with like millions of geniuses behind it, and it's right. And that's probably an understatement, but millions. But it's doing all of these things at once. It's a professional at it already. It's spent all those years on it. It's practiced,
trained on it.
It's got all the data. Right. It's trained on it, and it just boom executes. Like all of them work at the same time. All these, like, the geniuses of the world are just all together in one, and it's at your fingertips.
And making a decision within milliseconds and executing and then doing it. And all you had to do is do one click.
Exactly.
So that's basically what we've been doing. If y'all want to know what we do when we're not on LA Talk, we're building out complex complex systems based on 3 to 8 years of data and trading and information and education and degrees and watching charts and finding similarities and patterns and recognition and inputting all these indicators and variables and then scanning contracts and finding similarities and then combining data and looking over data and scanning the data and then inputting the information and then combining it with a million genius brains of AI and scanning it down from 50,000 scans a day over 3 years down to 50 to 100 highest predictability tokens that meet the criteria that normally takes a human 30 days to find one, and then inputting it into Dragon, and then Dragon executes within milliseconds and already took profit before somebody probably even woke up.
The beauty of Dragon, it's an amazing platform. We just can't wait for you guys to try it too. But right. there is, we did mention last time, you can sign up now, you can sign up at dragonpro.app, dragonpro.app, and get it, sign up early, sign up now, and you'll get a code to share it with for yeah. Dragon. And share it with your family and friends. Get them on board too. If they're interested in trading and they want to utilize AI.
Well,
and it's the thing too.
Even if you're not a trader, you just want to learn how to invest. You just want to start dabbling. You're curious. We're basically like the Robin Hood of crypto. It opens it up for anybody to start investing with $10. It doesn't cost anything to sign up. You don't have to use a credit card. You don't have to attach anything. Right now, you can sign up for the first month for free. It's to spark your curiosity. If you're a beginner and you have no clue on anything that we've ever talked about, when you go into Dragon, you one click, you're able to start. Like, it's fun. It's like a game. If you're an advanced trader, it has all of the information that you ever would want to know in your fingertips, on the platform, like full portfolio management, full charts, TA, analytics, data, screening, tokens, algo setups, everything's built in. But if you're a beginner and you don't know any of that stuff, you can also just say, I want to buy $10 as soon as it doubles, sell. Buy $10 as soon as it hits four times, sell. Buy $10 as soon as it makes 10%, sell. Like, you can set it up very, very simple without even having to know what it does. Or you can be fully advanced and look at all the analytics and look at all the details. You don't have to go to 30 different websites to get the information that we've always had to do in the past 3 to 5 years. It's all there built in. So everything's there at your fingertips, or it's as simple as one click, or as advanced as you want it to be. If you want to have fun and watch charts all day, you can do that. If you want to look at analytics all day, you can do that. If you want to look at tokens all day, you can do that. If you don't want to do any of that, you just want to say, as soon as it hits its target, sell. I'm going to go back and look at my portfolio tonight after I've been out with my family and friends all day. And now I look at my portfolio. Oh, cool. I did what I wanted to do. Again, you know, it's, you go ahead and sign up. It doesn't cost anything to sign up. You get your first month for free. You don't have to use a credit card to sign up. You can sign up with an email, with your X account, with your Google account. We're doing a sign-up bonus. Well, you'll get a credit back that's up to $3,000, but that's down the road. So, but that's one of the sign-up bonuses right now. So if you sign up, you get the first month for free and up to a $3,000 credit on your sign-up bonus. You don't have to attach a credit card. You don't have to attach anything to it. You just sign up and get onto it. So it's dragonpro.app. But this is basically going to change trading. It's going to change crypto. It's going to change how people invest. It's going to give people the flexibility, the freedom, the execution, everything that they want. It's going to give them the opportunity where they didn't have the opportunity before and couldn't figure it out. It's going to open it up to people who didn't know how to invest to be able to start investing their first time, maybe. You know, it's going to give people the opportunity to try something different and learn from it and take it and use it for something else in their future. It gives you the freedom to do whatever you want to do and the simplicity of just one click. So I know we talked a lot about Dragon today. We're just really excited. We've been trying to teach you all how to trade for a couple of years on the show, and we know how involved it is and how much education you need and how much practice you have to do just to trade. So we built out this platform so that it's simple. It takes all of the knowledge and puts it into the platform so you don't have to do what we do all the time. You can do it with one click now. And that was the goal. The goal is, I'm really excited about investing. I think it's really important for people to invest. If it's not in this, it's in houses or businesses or gold or stocks, bonds, futures. Invest in something, right? Because wherever you put your money, and always use your discretionary money. If you're going to use long-term, long-hold money, I think ETH and BTC is still great for long-term hold. The valuation keeps going up. Again, do your own research, not financial advice. But don't stick your mortgage money in any type of investment. Your mortgage money gets paid for your mortgages, but your extra money that you invest for your retirement or for your vacations, your coffee money, your pizza money, this is the type of money that you stick into your investment money. And if your investment make money in the long term, like ETH and BTC has the potential to keep growing. Like, it's not just something that you flip. Yes, we're ranging a lot right now. And yes, we have doubled just in the last month. But we have a lot more potential for ETH and BTC to go up with the new regulatory laws that are coming out. They're favorable for crypto, for the ETFs, for all the institutionals that are buying in right now. There's so much potential. Again, ETH was only $200 in 2020. It was $200. Today, we've hit $39.60 last week. Right now, we're hovering at, let me see what we're at right now.
Hovering around $3,600.
Yeah, $3,600. And this is long-term too. Whatever you make on your trading and your investing, you tuck away your extra, right? You tuck away your profit. You can cash out some. Spend it on vacation, cash out some, buy something that you've always wanted to buy for yourself. invest more or tuck away part of it and then hold on to it and come back and look at it in 10 years. Somebody who invested in ETH in 2020 and just bought $200 worth, they're up, what, 170x right now?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's...
So you go from 200 to 3,600, 1,880x, right?
Yep.
So think about it. If you stuck and only invested $200 in ETH today, and 5 years from now you go back and look at it and it's worth $4,000 more than what you bought today, you know, that's, I'm not saying it will. This, again, do your own research, not financial advice. But based on what is going on in the market, in retail, in institutionals, in ETFs, how crypto is now being able to trade on all the major platforms, how you can buy it through your broker now. You, before in 2020, to buy it, you had to like go send your money through PayPal to somebody to buy it for you, and you didn't even know what it looked like, and you didn't know what a wallet was, or you had to go to an ATM in Greece and use euros and get a QR code that I still have. Like, you didn't know how to buy it before. Now you can buy it anywhere. Like, before, somebody bought a pizza with BTC, which would be worth like $10 million today, but they, you know, they had nowhere to sell it or buy it. Now you can sell it within seconds, and the cash goes to your bank. If you send it to your bank, it goes to your bank within seconds. Before, there were like so many steps, but now it's everywhere, right?
Right.
And we're at only at 3,600. The right. All-time high hit 40, I think 4,600 to 4,800. We haven't even hit the all-time high again. And once we break through that all-time high, it has so much more room to grow. So try out something, you know, today's the day. Today's the day that you say, hey, I'm going to go take $10. That's not a lot of money. $10 and go invest in something. And then if you're educating yourself and you're looking for things that are good, you know, find something that sparks your interest, that you're curious about, that you're passionate about, and try it out. The goal is just to step out of your comfort zone and try something and invest something. And we're trying to provide opportunities to make it easy so everybody can do this. And it doesn't have to be through this. It can be through something else. But find some way, find something that's easy for you to try out and just do it.
Just do it. There's, you know what, there's something that I, there's a theory that I love to go by, the why not theory. If you want to go do something, why not? There's nothing stopping you apart from yourself. Just do it. If you have a great idea, why not? Just do it. Have fun, do it. If you're going to enjoy doing it, just do it, right? I'm taking a little bit of Shia LaBeouf there with the just do it. But
or Nike.
but you can do anything you set your mind to. You don't have any restrictions. Your only restriction is yourself and your mindset. And if you want something, do it. If you want to go learn how to sail across, like we talked about, Phoenix, sail all the way Oregon. To Hawaii, from Oregon right. to Hawaii, do it. Why do not? It. There's nothing stopping you. If you haven't learned how to swim and it's approaching the end of the summer and you want to do it still, do it. Why not?
Right. Go out to the pool, put your toe in. Like, it starts with one little tiny step. So and the easiest step on Dragon is just to sign up with your email or your X account or Google. And that's like your first step. If you're going to become a runner and you're going to run that 3.9, you have to put on those shoes first and wake up at 4 a.m. and like go practice, but do it.
Why not? Just do it.
If you want to start working out in the gym, put on your shoes and show up to the gym, right? If you right. want to learn how to play an instrument, go rent an instrument and just practice or watch some YouTube videos. Just start with something, right? Like, if you could watch TV all day, you can like go home after work, get your like TV dinner or microwave food and watch TV all night. Or you can try something new and expand your horizons and look back 5 years from now and go, wow, I'm glad I tried that. No matter what it was, I'm glad I tried that. Like, do it for the story, do it for, you know, the adventure, do it to expand who you are as a person, make you more exciting, make you more excited, make you more passionate, like love your life because you're able to experience more things, try more things out and expand your horizons. And now you go have a conversation with somebody. You can like talk about, I learned to swim this summer. I like went to Greece last year. I, you know, went to the gym the first time in a year or something. I don't know.
I ran a marathon.
I cooked fresh food in my house and I learned how to play an instrument. I flew across the world, you know, like your stories will expand because you started out with something small and you've reached that milestone and it pushes you to even a bigger milestone because now your next attempt on something, you had success on that smaller one that you can expand your horizons. You may start out with putting your toe in the water. You may start out at like waking up and doing laps. And then who knows, maybe in 3 years, you might be a competitive swimmer. Or you may have started where you're like, okay, I'm just going to take my first trip. I'm going to hop on a plane and fly a state. And now you're flying around the world. Or, you know, you started investing with $10 and 5 years from now, you look back and you're, money went 180x in your account and you forgot about it. Or be the guy who bought BTC, bought $2,000 worth of BTC and it's worth $8 billion right now. Not saying that that will happen to you, but you never know. Do your own research, not financial advice. But it did happen to other people because they took that leap of faith, tried something, stepped out of their comfort zone and just did it, right?
That's all it takes. That's all it takes. Just
try a new food. Like,
oh, yeah.
If all you do is eat like chicken every day, like try pork or something. I don't, you know, like just try something different. And they look back and like, oh, the person who is I, who used to exist, that was limited on this, these certain things, now has a big repertoire of a lot of adventures and a lot of friendships I met and places I've seen and stories to tell. I have grown, evolved, and become a better person because I just tried one thing, right? It starts with that one thing, and then you find your passion, find what you love to do, explore something, and try it out, and look back and go, wow, look at who I am today, all because I started with that one step. And you'll remember that one step that you took because that's the catalyst for everything else that moves your life forward and starts you on these great adventures and these great learning and growth, right?
Right.
And you look back and look at how much fun you had and all the people you met that you wouldn't have if you didn't take that first step. So our way that we're going to close this week is take that first step. Whatever it is, go take that first step. And then we'd love to hear your story. So maybe you'll... one day you'll come on and you can tell your story of that first step that you took and who you are today. But we're going to wrap it up. Hope you all have an amazing week. Have fun. Live your passion. Go on your adventure and take your first step.
Yeah. Bye, everyone. Have an amazing week.
You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.